Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, how in the world are you? If you'd struck a hard day today, just look up and say, Lord, see me through this one, and He will. Maybe I can add a little humor to draw a smile on your face. Once there was a church who had a community outreach. The turnout was so enormous that they had to put a sign by the apples at the end of the table that said, please only take one, and remember, God is watching. So a clever little boy placed the sign by the cookies at the other end of the table that said, take all the cookies you want, God is watching the apples. Well, okay, maybe I gave you a little smile. Well, let's join the Youngs on their journey through the Proverbs as they now come to Proverbs 13, dealing with influences that kill potential.
So anyway, we are so happy you've joined us today, and we do hope you're enjoying the Happy Life and Happy Family series. And of course, we started with an intro just to kind of tell you where we were going, and then we talked about what do you have to have? What is Solomon teaching us? If I'm going to have a happy life and a happy family, what do I have to emphasize? Mm-hmm. And we learned that we have to emphasize righteousness. Seems like forever ago that we taught that one.
It does.
And we learned that we have to emphasize diligence. We talked about emphasizing the blessings of God. And we talked about emphasizing integrity. And then last week, we spent a few minutes on the value of our words.
Yes.
And really, we could have done more with that one. That is one that just, the New Testament gives an entire chapter, James 3, to our tongue, our
right.
words.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 4, which is addressing Christianity and which shows up almost in every family couples conference we do. That particular passage has a lot to say about our words. So don't underestimate the value of the tongue, the power of words to strengthen the family, to direct the family, to make, really it's amazing how words can just take normal things in life and make life sweeter and make life happier. So today we're going to begin a new emphasis here that we found in the book of Proverbs. And this is such an important one we feel for our society and for the family in general, that there's no way we can do it in just one recording. So this will be at least two parts, maybe three.
So kind of a mini series within a series.
Yes, so we're going to talk about the word influence.
Ah.
And if we're going to have a happy life and a happy family, we have to emphasize the value of godly and good influences.
Yes.
And we have to protect our children and ourselves from wicked, wrong, and lousy influences.
Yes.
And Proverbs 13:20 is a verse that really kind of kicks us off for it. So why don't you find that for us and read Proverbs. Actually, it's 13:17, isn't it? Or is it 20?
It's 20.
It's 20. I'm right. There we go. I was right the first time. Should have stayed with my first thought there. All right, let's read Proverbs 13, verse 20.
It says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Now, that's a great verse. And how many times have we quoted that to our children?
Oh, so many times.
So many, 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 many times. And it's a truth that shows up in other passages as well. You want to be turning to Proverbs chapter 1. Because
yes.
You do see in the very first chapter in Proverbs, he does emphasize the idea of influence. And so Bethany's going to turn over there and read for us verses 11 through 19. It's a little bit longer reading, but take the time to listen to this. This idea of influence shows up immediately in chapter 1 as Solomon is encouraging, instructing, and directing his son. All right, verses 11 through 19.
I think the thought actually begins in verse 10. So
okay.
If you don't mind, I'll start there. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof.
Those are some pretty heavy words, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Some very heavy words. And he starts here just with a reminder. You were right about verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. In other words, don't allow wrong influences to damage you. And he describes why, and he tells, you know, here's what they'll say to you, and here's their plan. And then he gives the command, my son, walk not in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. What a very powerful command there. And then he goes back again to explaining why their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. And he gives that little illustration about, you know, they put out a net to catch a little bird. The bird has no idea. So it is possible, moms and dads, that your children will not see. The point here is that our children often do not see the power of negative influences.
Right. They don't even see them as a negative influence.
Yeah. They have no idea. And we are called of God. Moms and dads, you are called of God to be very aware of the net of wrong influence. And you're to protect your children from that. So this is such an important truth. He just kind of closes it out here, just reminding us the wrong influence will do so much damage to your life and to your family. And what a powerful truth. Let me read Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6, because in this passage here, as many of you remember, if you've been with us through Proverbs, chapter 9 is the chapter about wisdom versus folly. And it's where he describes wisdom as this beautiful mansion and folly as this shack beside of the road. And yet both have the same goal. Wisdom is saying, you can come after me. You can live with me. You can live in my house. You can eat my food. I'll take care of you. Folly is saying the same thing. No, come after me. And he compares it to a wise woman versus a foolish woman. And so there's obviously all kinds of nuances of truth there. But here's what he says in chapter 9 is wisdom is speaking to his son. Wisdom says, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. And he's just a little reminder right there, just in one verse, what he said in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. We have to be willing to say, wait, that is a wrong influence in my life. And if I don't get that out, the opposite of live is die. If I have the wrong influence, it's going to kill all kinds of things in my life. It'll kill my relationships. And haven't we seen that? We've seen wrong influences damage marriages and parents and children and especially teenagers.
Yes.
Moms and dads, teens, this is especially an important message for you that are raising teenagers. And if you are a teenager, wrong influences in your life will ruin all kinds of things in your life.
Well, it really doesn't matter what age you are. Wrong influences in your life, you should be starting when they're little, being careful of the influences, ramping it up maybe during the teen years. But even us as adults, don't we have to be careful about the wrong influences?
Sure. And probably more so than ever before.
Yes.
Because wrong influences now are so subtle because we have the internet.
Oh, yes.
And we have social media and we have influencers. Mm-hmm. And just over and over again, we have, you know, thousands of books you can buy on Amazon. So influences, movies, how many movies are there? How many reels are there? Someone said that the YouTube videos right now, if you watched every video on YouTube back to back, it would take, if I remember correctly, 14 million years to watch everything on YouTube. And it just, there's a plethora of really good stuff in our society, but there's a plethora of really wrong stuff.
Well, and there's also a plethora of just a little bit of truth packed in with a whole lot of lies.
So it takes so much wisdom. Yes. Thank God for James chapter 1. And moms and dads, here may be a great, this probably among other, you know, out of all of them, may be one of the most important areas to say, Lord, I need wisdom. Because if any man lacks wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So we need wisdom here. How do we navigate the waters of all the negative influences in the generation we live in? Well, we need wisdom from God. Mm-hmm. We have to be very alert. We have to always be thinking and studying and aware more than ever before. Moms and dads have to be aware.
So what do? Do you just lock all the doors and keep your kids inside all the time and they're never, ever exposed to any media or other people?
That's a very good question. We would start by saying that we do have to emphasize the blessings and dangers of influence. That's the whole point we want to make to you. Psalm 1 is another passage that talks about us, this subject and warns us. Remember that one?
Right.
And do you want to read that to us?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
He's given us just two parallels there, or two opposing options there. I can be influenced by that which is wrong, or I can be influenced by that which is right. And what a wonderful truth. Now let's go back to the Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Mm. And a couple of words here to talk about. The word walk, and what does the word walk mean? To walk with means what?
It means to go with, to proceed with, to die or live with.
I know that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
The word walk, he that walks with wise men, he that goes with, proceeds with, dies or lives with shall be wise. And on the other hand, he that goes with, proceeds with, dies or lives with that which is foolish, you'll be destroyed. And it brings up the word companion, because the idea of a companion is in this passage, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. The idea here is this word companion, it means to pasture with, as in a flock.
You're all out to pasture, companioning together.
You get out there, it's like a flock, and you see, you know, a flock of sheep in a field, hundreds of them in a field, or a herd of cattle. It's that idea. It also has the idea of to shepherd or to have charge of.
Yes.
When you allow an influence in your life, that influence is shepherding you and has charge of your thinking and eventually of your direction. And this is such a powerful truth to teach. It has the idea of to teach or to impart knowledge and ideas to. Mm-hmm. And someone else said it has just simply the idea of to associate with. When I allow myself the association of that which is right, then I'm being shepherded to think right. I'm allowing the thing in my life to have charge over my life is actually a positive thing. But if I allow things in my life that are wrong and they have charge and they're imparting knowledge and they're imparting ideas and they are teaching me and I'm associated with those things, the Bible promises us an outcome on both sides.
Right. And don't you think that's where we need to really get a hold of this verse as parents? Because so many times we think of an influence, a companion. We don't think of them in the realm of being an influence, first of all. We just think they're a companion. They're just a friend. And then we only think of that word companion in the definition of to associate with. We don't think of that companion as someone who is shepherding our child. We don't think of that companion as someone who is teaching our child, but that's where we really need to grasp a hold of this verse, parents. Yeah,
and we'll come back to this later, but in an article that I read just recently, and I'll be sharing with you a little bit later, an author said these words, and I'm just going to quote it right here. If our teenager is on social media 4 to 10 hours a day, that's the average social media use among teenagers. If your teen is on social media 4 to 10 hours a day, that pretty much means somebody else is raising your teenager. And that just shocked me to think of it in that terms, but it's the truth. That's what Proverbs was saying. What is this? You know, 2,500, 3,000 years ago.
Right.
Solomon is saying to us, the influences in your life will influence you. And the more the influence, the greater the influence. And the more time, it goes very clearly what the Bible's trying to say to here. There's another word in the text we have to discuss, though, because as he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. So he talks there about the idea of walking and companioning with. Mm-hmm. But then he says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be
destroyed.
And that word has an interesting definition, too. It really means two things. It means to cry out in distress, literally the idea of to split the ears. The idea of being destroyed here is a person who screams in agony and pain. It's a very powerful word. It means to mar by breaking. And this one is just so, it really kind of hurts my heart, because in our 31 years of ministry, it always hurts to see a young man or a young lady who has allowed a wrong friend, a wrong influence, a wrong idea. It always hurts to see them broken by it. And haven't we seen that?
Absolutely.
So many times we've seen young people who were so promising, who had so much opportunity, so much influence, so much, and this is a Christian school word, so much potential. Mm. We use that word all the time in Christian education. These young people have so much potential, but a wrong influence destroys all of that because it leaves them broken. And it just, it's a powerful word. Proverbs 4:23 alludes to this idea of the blessings and dangers, where the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You've got to always be on guard.
Hey, this is Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to Dave and Bethley's study from the Proverbs, looking today at Proverbs chapter 13. I found this particularly helpful as a pastor, and I trust this was helpful to you as well. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.